Karakuri Egg Puzzle Box by Akio Kame. The Japanese artisan grail that collectors camp for. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. It's valued by collectors not for brutal complexity, but for its clever, counterintuitive mechanism and artistic execution. The kind of piece you solve once, then display forever and pull out to stump guests. I've spent enough time in puzzle collector circles to know what separates a trinket from a grail. The Karakuri egg sits firmly in the latter camp. Crafted by Akio Kame in the 1990s and still produced by the Karakuri Creation Group in Hakone, Japan, this cherrywood egg represents something disappearing from our world. Objects that demand nothing from you but patience, observation, and a willingness to be delightfully outwitted by wood and mechanism. Kame began designing secret boxes in the early 1980s, reviving a traditional Hakone art form on the verge of extinction. He didn't just preserve the craft, he transformed it. His designs eschew brute force complexity in favor of moments of genuine aha, moments where the mechanism reveals an elegance so obvious in hindsight that you feel foolish for missing it. The egg encapsulates this philosophy perfectly. What makes it a collector's grail isn't hype. It's that collectors who own one tend to keep it forever, that it lands on display shelves rather than in donation boxes, and that people who have never met a puzzle box before will spend an hour with it willingly, without frustration, and walk away grinning. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why Akio Kame's designs stand apart in Japanese puzzle box culture. Akio Kame is what happens when you marry deep craft mastery with genuine creative invention. Born in Osaka in 1948, Kame worked for Yamanaka Wooden Puzzles before establishing his own studio, Karakuri Yasube, in 1981. By 2011, he'd become chairman of the Karakuri Creation Group, a collective of 11 master craftsmen dedicated to designing and producing new boxes annually. His philosophy is deceptively simple. A puzzle box should engage humor and creativity, not just test brute persistence. Sometimes knowledge or experience disturbs the trial, he's noted, meaning that what you think you know often gets in your way. His designs reward curiosity, careful touch, and lateral thinking rather than force. Each of his creations, whether the egg, the dice, the coffee cup, or the themed boxes like Solar Box and Love Box, tells a story through its mechanism. The egg, created in December 1999, is a masterwork of this approach. It looks like nothing more than a smooth cherrywood ovoid. Its secret is that it thinks like an egg thinks, and if you approach it with that kind of lateral attention, it yields. The egg's mechanism, elegant simplicity, the Karakuri egg sits at a difficulty level of 3 out of 10, technically a beginner box by Karakuri standards, yet this rating undersells it. The puzzle isn't hard because the mechanism isn't complicated. It's hard because what makes it open is so counterintuitive that you'll circle it multiple times before discovery. The egg-shaped form is intentional. Every detail of the design, the proportions, the weight distribution, the grain of the cherry wood, nudges your hands towards specific movements. Once you find the secret, the opening is satisfying in a way that feels inevitable, even elegant. Dimensions are approximately 2.36 × 2.36 × 3.15 inches. Solving typically takes 45 minutes to an hour for a first-time solver, depending on how open-minded you are. Some get it in 20 minutes. Others spend 2 hours chasing red herrings. The beauty is that the time doesn't feel wasted. You're in conversation with the object, not battling it. A customer review from Cubia Games captures this perfectly. The mechanism is not so hard but very unusual and clever. Exactly. Once opened, there's a small surprise compartment inside, the kind of detail Kame includes to reward solvers with delight, not just achievement. Craftsmanship you can feel in your hands. Cherry wood, sakura in Japanese, is Kame's signature material for the egg. It's not chosen arbitrarily. Cherry wood has a medium hardness, a fine, straight grain, and a subtle warmth to its color that deepens with time and exposure to light. When you hold a Karakuri egg, you're holding something that was hand-selected for grain pattern, then shaped with tools that have been refined over decades. The tolerances are extraordinarily tight. Each wooden panel slides with a precision that feels mechanical without being cold. There's no rattle, no slop, no sense that a child designed this in CAD. Master craftsmen at Karakuri handmake each box, which is why production is limited and why they occasionally sell out. The cherry wood also patinas. It darkens slightly over months and years. A collector who's owned an egg for a decade will see a subtle deepening in color, a kind of proof that the object has had a life in their hands. That's the opposite of plastic. It's the opposite of disposability. Each piece includes a gift box and opening directions, which you're meant to ignore until you've genuinely exhausted your own problem solving. Where it fits in your collection, the Karakuri egg occupies a specific niche. It's the bridge between beginner and serious collector. If you're new to puzzle boxes, it proves to you that the form matters, that a simple puzzle can be profound if the design is thoughtful. If you're a collector with shelves of boxes, the egg earns its place because it's one of Kame's originals from the 1990s golden period, when he was still defining what a modern Karakuri box could be. It's also social in a way that harder puzzles aren't. You can hand it to a friend, a parent, or a colleague, and they can spend a meaningful hour with it without feeling stupid or defeated. That's rarer than you'd think. International retailers, UK-based JP Games Ltd, for instance, price it slightly higher with shipping. It's not cheap, but it's not the five-figure grail pieces either. It's the grail for the discerning amateur. Availability fluctuates. Karakuri Creation Group doesn't mass produce. When stock runs out, it's gone until the next batch. This isn't artificial scarcity. It's the reality of handmade goods from a small Tokyo area workshop. What the community actually says, puzzle collectors and enthusiasts who own the egg tend to praise its cleverness over its difficulty. One verified Cubia Games reviewer wrote, "The mechanism is not so hard, but very unusual and clever, which captures why collectors keep it. It solves, then becomes art." Greg Jelf's comprehensive guide to Karakuri Creation Group boxes notes that while some Karakuri boxes don't deliver maximum bang for the buck on puzzle-solving time, they deliver on something rarer. They're works of art you enjoy resolving. Their beauty and elegance amaze, he writes, and one can enjoy resolving them. The consensus: Karakuri boxes are valued more as collector's pieces and functional art than as pure puzzle challenges. The egg, in particular, is celebrated for its accessibility, difficulty 310, combined with its design sophistication. First-time solvers aren't frustrated, they're delighted. That's the opposite of most puzzle design. One caveat worth noting: some puzzle optimization seekers find Karakuri boxes overpriced for the solve time per dollar metric. If you're buying purely to maximize hours of puzzle engagement, a mid-range Karakuri new secret box, more steps, similar price might deliver more. But if you're buying a piece you'll keep, display, and hand to visitors with pride, that's the egg's domain. How to approach your first solve when your egg arrives: resist the urge to open the instruction booklet immediately. That defeats the point. Here's the method that works. First, spend 10 to 15 minutes just observing. Hold it, feel the wood, notice the proportions. Does the shape suggest anything about how it might move? There are no buttons, no visible seams, or rather, the seams are invisible by design. The only way forward is touch. Second, start with gentle, small movements. Karakuri boxes reward patience and attention, not force. If you're straining, you're probably pushing the wrong way. The mechanism is designed for people, not for brute strength. Try rotating, tilting, rocking. Third, pay attention to the moments when something feels asterisk, different asterisk, when a movement has slightly different resistance, or when you hear a tiny click. These moments are breadcrumbs. Fourth, if you're truly stuck after an hour, consult the directions. There's no shame in it. The joy of a Karakuri box is solving it, not proving something to yourself. Many collectors solve them once, then resolve with friends, then keep them as display pieces. The mechanism doesn't wear out. Fifth, once it opens, study the internal mechanism. Understanding asterisk why the design works the way it does is half the pleasure. Akio Kame's engineering is elegant enough to reward that kind of inspection. The broader Karakuri story, why this moment matters. The Karakuri Creation Group emerged in 2000, formally, when Akio Kame realized the traditional secret box craft of Hakone was dying. Rather than let it vanish, he gathered a collective of master craftsmen and reimagined what a puzzle box could be. They've produced hundreds of designs since, from the small box series, affordable entry points, through the new secret box series, progressively harder, 6 to 32 steps, to the signature pieces like the egg. In 2026, there's a cultural moment here. Japanese artisanal craftsmanship is experiencing renewed global appreciation, especially among younger collectors disillusioned with mass-market disposability. Puzzle boxes, in particular, benefit from social media. Short videos of clever mechanisms trigger discovery, and the Instagrammability of handmade wooden objects drives interest. Puzzle Paradise, a major trading forum for enthusiasts, shows karakuri boxes moving regularly, not at speculative prices, but steadily. The egg's place in this: it's old enough, 1999, to feel like a classic, yet new enough that there's no nostalgia tax. It's handmade in a way that's verifiable. You can visit the karakuri creation site, karakuri.gr.jp, and see the craftsmen at work. It's not a brand aping artisanship. It's artisans making objects for people who care. Final verdict. The karakuri egg is a grail for the discerning amateur, not the obsessive optimizer. What it offers instead is something rarer: a handcrafted object that rewards curiosity and delivers genuine delight. Akio Kame designed it in 1999 to prove that elegance matters more than complexity, and 2.5 decades later, that philosophy still holds. If you believe in keeping objects because they're beautiful and clever, not because they're rare or expensive, the egg belongs on your shelf. If you're benchmarking pure puzzle hours per dollar, the new Secret Box IV offers better value. But if it didn't earn a shelf in my collection, I wouldn't have written this. The egg did. Frequently asked questions: is the karakuri egg hard to solve? No, it's rated 3/10, making it beginner friendly. The challenge isn't brute difficulty, it's that the opening mechanism is so counterintuitive that first-time solvers circle it multiple times before discovery. That's by design. Akio Kame prioritizes clever elegance over complexity. How long does it actually take to solve? Most first-time solvers spend 45 minutes to an hour. Some get it in 20 minutes. Others take 2 hours chasing dead ends. The joy is in the conversation with the object, not in the clock. Once you know how it opens, resolving takes 30 seconds. What's inside the egg when you open it? A small surprise compartment. Karakuri boxes are designed to reward solvers with delight, not just achievement. The opening mechanism itself is the main event, though the internal space is modest and functional rather than cavernous. Why is it so expensive compared to other puzzle boxes? You're paying for hand craftsmanship in cherry wood, ingenious design by a master artisan, Akio Kame, and limited production. Each egg is individually handcrafted, not mass-produced. The price reflects artisanal labor, not artificial scarcity. That said, if you're optimizing purely for puzzle hours per dollar, the Karakuri New Secret Box IV offers more solve time at lower cost. Where's the best place to buy the Karakuri egg? International options include JP Games Ltd. UK. Prices fluctuate slightly by retailer and location. Check Puzzle Paradise, an enthusiast trading forum, if you want used pieces or to catch secondary market. Activity. Availability is sometimes limited due to small batch production from Karakuri Creation Group. Is it a good gift for someone who's never solved a puzzle box? Yes, the egg is one of the best entry points. It's not intimidating, the mechanism is genuinely clever, and it delivers satisfaction without frustration. People who have never touched a puzzle box before will spend an hour with it willingly and feel accomplished when it opens. Just make sure you don't hand them the instruction booklet right away. Let them discover it first.